This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's new money in the new year. Every hour from 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the top of the hour.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
Win a G, $1,000 in straight cash, homie. Money, money in 2020.
More money, more money, more money.
And right now, get a G.
This hour's cash code is FAIL. Text FAIL. F-A-I-L. F-A-I-L to 72881. Text FAIL. F-A-I-L to 72881. Another code word is coming up at 10 a.m. right here on the Jeff Calkins Show. Don't forget, if you miss a word, simply go to 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app and use the rewind feature. One last time, text FAIL, F-A-I-L, F-A-I-L to 72881 for your next chance to win. Good luck.
Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing.
No, I ain't letting him write.
He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm not getting no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM ESPN.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble and dust, cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say,
you
all can share us on our feet, and you fly in right through the air. And if you can't find the three-point line, turn on that line, less than boogie or there. Precious that you the highlights we.
I'm playing this because yesterday.
Oh, I thought you were just playing it because everyone deserves to hear.
Because yesterday. By the way, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning, sir.
Happy Monday to all. I'm playing it because I got requests just in the middle of the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I get the same every day.
I got requests from this, and then.
I'm going to have to busy up the phone lines just to keep people from requesting it all the time.
Were you fibbing when you said it had popped into your head?
No, I was walking to the kitchen, and it somehow just started going, precious and chew of the highlights we
the music and the lyrics are great, but in the end, I think the performance is an underrated aspect of this.
I like to think also the production quality and engineering.
Production quality and engineering. Yeah, you need a producer to bring out producers bring out the best in the artist. Do you think I have to rewrite it based on the new lineup? I mean, I think James is in here somewhere, right? I got it It's like the video.
Right, do we need
the
a remix?
The highlight video. We took the James out of the highlight video that the University of Memphis did. And is it, you know, I said Boogie and Lester will be there. Like, it, Boogie's not really hitting three-pointers.
Right. Yeah, I think we could update it. It's a breathing, listen, it's a living, breathing
document,
song.
Document, right. But I don't know that you could capture magic in the bottle. It's like...
Well, listen, as someone who's recorded a tune or two in his lifetime, you're never going to be completely satisfied with the final recording. And so you're always going to want to tweak it and make it better. And I'm not opposed if we need to update it.
Well, okay. We will take that under advisement. Mm-hmm. Today on the show, Drew Hill will be joining us in the next segment. He is flying back from South Florida, where he chronicled the Memphis Tigers' win yesterday. Dramatic win yesterday. Biggest comeback of the day, except for the other one.
Which one?
Yeah, that would be the other one. But anyway, Drew Hill will join us in the next segment. Chris Harrington will join us at Straight Up at 10 o'clock. The Memphis Grizzlies still, right now, if the season were to end today, the Memphis Grizzlies would be your 8th seed. It's unbelievable what is happening with the Memphis Grizzlies. And it actually leads me to the poll question of the day. And that is, what is the biggest... today's ridiculous. Like, there's some days when you wake up thinking, what exactly are we going to talk about on the Memphis radio show? Today is one of those days where you say, how in the world are we going to talk about everything on this radio show that we put together? It's absolutely preposterous, everything we have. And so I ask you, I mean... For example, one of the things that I don't think we'll get to, which happened at the end of last week, is the coaching situation in the state of Mississippi right now.
Yeah.
Which is crazy fun.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. In fact, as I look around, I just see happiness abounding everywhere throughout the entire Tams district.
Yes.
There is happiness abounding. With the Tigers are happy after yesterday. Tiger football is happy right now. They're killing it. The two Mississippi teams are absolutely crushing it. The Grizzlies are crushing it. The Titans are crushing it. Happiness abounds.
New year, new us.
New year, new us, baby. But anyway, there's not a prayer we're going to get to that. We're not going to talk about that. I know you probably talked about it a little bit. I was away at the end. I was making my way back from Wichita, and I'm sure you talked about it a little bit. As it unfolded, but just absolute delight what has unfolded in Mississippi. Anyway, so here's the question. What is the biggest, for the purposes of Memphians, or as Bud Adams once said, Memphanites.
Mm-hmm. These great Memphanites.
These great Memphanites. For the purpose of Memphanites, what is the biggest sports story of the day? And it is it one? The rampaging Grizzlies. Two, the stunning or surprising or something Titans.
Okay, so we're giving them wrestling names now?
Three, the comeback Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
Or four, because this does have great, it is a national story, but it's certainly a local story, the national championship. The national championship games tonight.
Yes. It should have been last Monday, but there's complications, but yes.
Why wasn't it last Monday?
So the Superdome couldn't get the stadium ready because of the wild card game. Like the Superdome had conflicts of getting it ready, so they moved it.
All right, so there we go. That is our poll question of the day. What is the sports story of the day? What's the correct answer?
I think the correct answer is what's the biggest sports story for Memphians is the rampaging Grizzlies.
I think that's right. I think the Grizzlies. Listen, it was an incredible escape by the Memphis Tigers yesterday. And here we are faced again with this sort of defining question, this sort of community civic question of what do we do about the Titans, right?
Yes.
That to me is what's interesting about that, right? And the football part's very interesting if you just think of them as a football enterprise.
Yes.
But then there's the separate sort of identity, civic identity question of what do we do with the Titans? And if we like them, what it says about us, if we don't like them, what it says about us, how we feel about the Titans and whether we're sort of wrangling with that still, right?
Yes.
The Titans doing what they're doing, it's not the same. So here's what they are. They are an underdog team
yep.
that was 2-4 that changed their quarterback and now based on a absolutely bludgeoning running game
yes.
have knocked off the feared and hated and
the axis of evil.
Then they go into the best team in college in pro football this
12-game winning streak
and knock off Baltimore. And now they have a chance to do it to Kansas City, the sort of darlings of the NFL, I guess, right? Like the three massive opponents who were in front of them, and they are laying waste to them by this bludgeoning running game. If that were happening and it were the Jacksonville Jaguars,
sure.
right, or the New York Giants or the Chicago Bears or the you pick it, right, if they were that team doing that, we would think one way about them. You would either like them or not like
sure.
them or whatever else. Because they're right down in Nashville, there's all kinds of other things come into play. I'm not even saying you should hate them, like that, but you're forced to come to grips with that.
Oh, and there's even more complicated feelings when you consider this was a franchise that was, used to get a new stadium.
All of that. Yeah. Does it still matter? Does it whatever? We may talk about that
right.
later on in the show. But it's a fascinating thing what we are to make of the Titans. So there is that, and but the Grizzlies, the national championship game is a national championship game, and compelling. We have Coach O there from a local angle, a total bust at Ole Miss. I remember having lunch with him once at Owen Brennan's. It was set up by, I don't know who, maybe Jimmy, and he was trying to reclaim his reputation, connect with the community, like all of that, right? And so they reached out. He reached out to me and asked me if I wanted to have lunch, whatever. We had a nice lunch, but he was a failure. And he has totally remade himself. It should give all of us hope, right? It should give all
he
of us.
He can be a championship coach.
What can't we do to change our lives, right? I do think humility is required.
I think humility, self-assessment,
all the things that all of us, all the rest of it, that we like to, that are difficult for us, right? The rest of us.
Difficult for y'all. I look in the mirror and see perfection.
So there is that, and then there's the Grizzlies. So you think the correct answer is the Memphis Grizzlies. Who
yes.
do you think wins this poll? I think the Grizzlies win.
I think it's going to be the Grizzlies. When we talk about the era of good feelings right now, the feelings are really good with the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, I think that's right. Okay. All right. Well, then there we go. The poll will go up now. Let me.
It's live.
Let me tweet this sucker out. This is live radio. It's very smooth. We do a
mm-hmm.
very smooth job here
mm-hmm.
On live radio. And so I'm going to do that. What struck you? Let's focus on the Grizzlies then for just a moment.
Okay.
What struck you over the weekend about the Grizzlies? Obviously, in a really well-played game. They defeated the Spurs on Friday.
Uh-huh.
And then they came back sort of a sluggish first half yesterday, and then Jonas Valanciunas was the proverbial man among boys uh-huh. in the second half and just bullied his way to everything he wanted and carried the Grizzlies past the hated Golden State Warriors yesterday and to remain ahead of the San Antonio Spurs. If you look at this big picture of where the Grizzlies are and what they have accomplished,
yeah.
what strikes you?
Two things struck me. I think for a while, every time the Grizzlies won, there was this default setting, and I'm not even saying it was a, you know, a national setting trying to rationalize what the Grizzlies were doing. I think there was even some feelings amongst Grizzlies fans that sometimes they were winning, maybe they were catching teams on an off night, and that they were kind of, you know, catching them sleeping, and they were able to kind of steal a win. Friday night was one of the first nights I remember watching from start to finish thinking, man,
they're good.
The Spurs are playing good basketball. The Grizzlies are playing good basketball, and the Grizzlies just won the game. And I think the other big takeaway is this offense is no joke. This team can score. This team can score from a lot of different in a lot of different ways, and it's not lip service. This is a different day and age in terms of offense.
They have now won 5 straight, and they have won 12 of 18. So they are 18-22 for the season, but they have won 12 of their last 18.
Tim McMahon had the tweet yesterday, since Ja Morant returned from the back spasms,
yeah,
the only two teams that have won more games than the Grizzlies in that time frame are the Bucks and the Jazz.
Just incredible.
So, I mean, it's not a coincidence.
The Grizzlies are good. They're legitimately good. And I actually thought you were going to say when they won in the early part of the season, you would always hear this, I want them to keep their lottery pick.
Sure.
Right? That's just ship has sailed. I haven't thought about the pick in any real way since the beginning of the season. The season was going to unfold the way the season unfolded. They have two potential stars here, and just don't waste any energy thinking about that pick. If you needed it as consolation, if they floundered, then at the end of the season, fine. But whatever happened was good. The only two good things could happen around that pick that they owe Boston. One, they could end up keeping it,
sure,
right? In which case they'd have a high draft pick, very high draft pick. Or secondly, they could convey it to Boston, in which case they'd be conveying to Boston a pick and a crappy draft, and they'd be done with it. Like,
yes,
there was nothing bad that could have happened. Now we're to the point where just, like, even if they don't make the playoffs, again, I suppose they could get lucky like Los Angeles did and jump into the top of the lottery,
sure,
and keep the pick. But the likelihood, and it's funny, it's just wonderful to read the press stories coming out of Boston about how the Grizzlies are ruining their pick. Because the Grizzlies,
you just hate to see that,
are ruining,
really,
their pick.
It's tough.
I'll tell you what struck me, though. What struck me was how much fun they're having. Watching that game against San Antonio, they executed. They were tremendous. But honestly, the way that they were celebrating each other's successes, victories, shots, blocks, all of that, you just saw this team that together, the players were having an absolute blast. And that caused me to tweet that it's not – and we've said this before, but that it's not just that they have a star. Lots of bad teams, Minnesota, we've seen it,
mm-hmm,
New Orleans, we've seen it, have a star. But they have a cluster of young players who really enjoy playing with each other, by all accounts. It's what you hear about the team. It's also what you see with your own eyes. And because of that, It's hard. It is harder to build a winner in a small market in the NBA than it is in the NFL or the NHL or anywhere else. And the teams that do it and that have done it successfully have had a group of players who decide, you know what, this is great what we have here, and we're going to do this together, and we are going to lay waste to the league together. And so you saw it in San Antonio. That's why it was interesting to,
yes,
have San Antonio be the opponent on Friday. Yes, they weren't all high draft picks, but whether it was Manu and Tim Duncan.
Tony Parker.
Tony Parker. You saw this group of players that liked playing together. They liked what they could accomplish together. They liked being teammates together, et cetera. And so Golden State's not a small market, but honestly, it wasn't some feared franchise before you suddenly had Draymond, Clay, and Steph come together all at the same time and create this nucleus of players that can that built something. And then, yeah, then they added on KD, and that was great, and that was important and whatever else. But it started with that group of players that thought that they could, that they thought they could accomplish something together and liked playing together. Oklahoma City, again, you saw a group of talented young players who all arrived at the same time. And mind you, it busted apart in the end, specifically because they didn't have what I'm talking about. In the end, they didn't like playing together very clearly in the end. And so that's why it busted apart. But the reason that they had the run they did was because they had this cluster of players all coming together at the same time, and therefore there's no need to leave. Indeed, if you not only is there no need to leave, if you leave, normally if you stay in your small market, if you're a Anthony Davis or whomever, and you stay in your small market, you're having to trade off in order to stay. You'll say, all right, I get more money to stay, but my opportunity to win, to have fun playing, whatever else, that's going to be better somewhere else. And so am I going to trade that away to stay in my small market? Here you're reaching a situation, and again, I may be putting the cart before the horse here, but where, you know, if you leave, you would be sacrificing something in terms of playing on what you're actually getting as an on-court experience. Why would I leave these teammates? Why would I leave this playing experience? And I think it's why, to me, the biggest story easily is the Memphis Grizzlies. And it's not necessarily just about this year. It's about the next 10 years. It's about what this could be, what could be in the process of being built here. And is it a given? No, of course it's not a given. I'm not guaranteeing it. Bad things can happen. Injuries can happen. All sorts of things can happen. Developmental curves can curve the wrong way. Like, whatever. Yes, we know that. But is it possible? I think it's highly possible. I mean, you look at that. Why can't they can't be the Warriors? Because the Warriors were like a Death Star of a team, a once-in-a-lifetime team. We'd never seen a team like this before. And then they spliced KD onto it, right? But listen, why the Warriors begin with draft Steph, draft Clay, draft Draymond, right? Yep. That's in the end, smart drafting. That's in the end. Why isn't that the equivalent of draft Ja, draft Jaren, draft Ja, draft Brandon Clark?
Right now, the
Brandon Clark is your Draymond.
Correct.
And he's not Draymond. I'm not saying he is Draymond.
No, no.
But, like, that's what we're talking about here. And then D'Anthony Melton has been great. I just, like, why can't it be that?
I don't have an answer that would go against the point. I think the biggest difference is these guys are unproven right now. But if you look at Jaren Jackson, the weird thing about trying to do the comparing them to the Warriors is Jaren Jackson is fitting a role.
He's Clay.
Exactly.
He's become Clay.
Like, it's funny to say because obviously Clay has a beautiful jump shot, like in terms of just aesthetically pleasing.
Jaren does not.
But when you look at it in terms of getting the ball to go through the hoop, I mean,
it's pretty good.
Right now, it's almost like you want him to shoot every time he comes down the floor.
No, it's been great, and I actually think you've seen. I don't know how you measure interest. I mean, the crowds are part of it, obviously. A big part of it. Crowds are a big, huge part of it. But just conversation. The conversation around the Grizzlies has changed in the last month. And they have changed it. And they are forging their own identity. And they are causing the team, causing the city to fall back in love. And it's just
I think to your point, like, great at the beginning of the year, we talked about they have hope. And it changed overnight. Getting Ja, finishing second in the lottery, gave them hope. We're now at the point where this – like, at this point, it's not just like, okay, maybe one day they'll be good. You're starting now to question how good can they be? Like, is this a team that can think about being a title-type team in a decade? Is this just going to be a team that's a perennial, you know, somewhere top four seed over the next decade? Now you're trying to see what can this be?
That's literally something that they even in their halcyon days, they were a get into the playoffs, squeak into the playoffs.
Right.
And you just said just for top four seed. Yeah, like there's no guarantees to any of this. But if you didn't enjoy this weekend from the Memphis Grizzlies perspective, you were doing it wrong. Okay, we are going to take a break. When we come back, Drew Hill, we've gotten word Drew Hill is available now. His plane has landed in Dallas. We will talk to him about what the Memphis Tigers accomplished yesterday at South Florida. The poll is up. You can vote. Back in a moment. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company in Horn Lake. Melissa Cookston, the owner, has won 8 world championships, so she sets the standard high. Ribs are cooked multiple times per day to give guests fresh from the cooker quality, and when you order a pulled pork sandwich, the pork is hand-pulled right then and not a moment earlier. If you've been to Memphis Barbecue Company, you know it's legit. If you haven't been, go. It's at 709 to Soda Cove, just off the interstate in Horn Lake. Check them out on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Remember the first time you drove a manual car in traffic? Everything was fine until the dreaded hill. Could you do it? Could you let the clutch out just enough to avoid hitting the car behind you?
Come on.
In life, uncertainty can stall your momentum. But with First Horizon, a bank that has a deeper understanding of you, your path, and every challenge ahead, you'll be amazed at what you can do in the clutch. First Horizon, understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
You've got a car to sell, so you start thinking, what, this is going to be fun? Ha! You're really thinking, what a pain. It's going to take forever. I'm going to have to haggle with dealers or handle everything myself.
It doesn't have to be that way. GiveMeTheVIN.com is a much better way to go. Hi, I'm John Clay Wolf, and working with my company, GiveMeTheVIN.com is simple, fast, and I guarantee you more money for your car. Stop placing your own ads. Stop letting dealerships rob your trade-in and quit wasting time standing around at CarMax. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and give it a try. Just punch in your VIN number or plate number, post a few pics, and presto, you get an offer for your vehicle within seconds, and I give you more money guaranteed, or I send you a check for $100. This is smart, new, easy way to sell your vehicle for more money, and we'll come pick it up at your house or office. Take a couple of minutes and go to GiveMeTheVIN.com now.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Straight cash weekdays at the top of the hour with the cash code. Win $1,000. Get a quick G with the cash code. It's straight cash with new money in the new year. All month long. Weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN. Miss a code word for cash? What did Calkins just say? Rewind via radio.com.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
92.9 FM ESPN. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
So last week, after I told you about the semi-annual sale at O'Call, I went to the semi-annual sale at O'Call. I got 2 pairs of pants, and I got a blue quarter zip pullover from Peter Malone. And it so happened, I didn't know at the time, unbeknownst to me, I was going to be featured on national television that night, sitting right behind the broadcast team. And I will tell you, in a former life, that would not have been a pretty sight. But given that now, it really has transformed me, Jeffrey. That would have, like with the old green burn coat that I used to be famous for, would have been humiliating. And instead,
it would have burned our eyes off.
It would have burned you. Instead, it did.
Instead,
in
you're radiating.
Positively radiating. But the point is, it's a semi-annual sale. Get yourself there. It is a semi-annual sale. That means it only happens twice a year. Get yourself to Oak Hall. 50% off on all fall and winter merchandise. Joined now by Drew Hill. Drew Hill covers the University of Memphis basketball team for the Daily Memphian on Twitter at @DrewHill_DM. Drew, I noticed yesterday or 2 days ago, whenever it was, you were at the airport and you there was an incident in the parking lot. There was a car that you called the police on.
Yeah. People were not happy about that, but that's fine. I've got you. You come in with even hotter takes, so
what?
You know, I can
what
always
was
just
your,
push everything off.
This
on
was
you.
A, this was a car that had both a Memphis and a Tennessee bumper sticker. Is that what was the cause
right.
of the infraction?
Correct. Yes, and I made a joke about you know that I was going to report the person. Now there were a lot of people that were very unhappy with that joke. Let me tell you.
Really? Well,
we've
been over this many times before. And if you send your money to both places, it's fine. Listen, I'm not here to police that. So, but yes, I appreciated the joke, and I appreciated the sentiment. Declare your loyalties and be true to them. Hey, what's the biggest sports story of the day? National championship game? Memphis Grizzlies playoff bound? Our beloved Tennessee Titans tighten up? Or your Memphis Tigers coming back from a 14-point deficit to save the season?
I would probably say the Titans, simply because maybe not so in Memphis, but just generally it would be the Titans because you wouldn't be thinking that they would be in the AFC championship game as many as like 6 weeks ago. And nobody really saw this coming. Like I could maybe see them beating the Patriots, but I didn't see them beating the Ravens, and they didn't just beat them. They made every timely play that they needed to win that game. So I would probably go Titans.
I think it depends who you are, where you are. It's locally, I honestly think the Grizzlies are the biggest story locally. What the Grizzlies did over the weekend and now to be what they've done is unbelievable and fantastic and incredibly promising for the next decade of Memphis sports and Memphis basketball. Nationally, I honestly think, and this is one of the interesting things about the Titans, and I can get the Tigers in a minute here, but one of the interesting things about the Titans is they are – even as they continue to do stunning things, they become the subplot to each of those stunning things. They beat the Patriots, it's about the Patriots losing. They beat the Ravens, it's about Lamar losing. If they beat the Chiefs, it's going to be about Mahomes and Andy Reid losing. So weirdly enough, I mean, they are a massive story, but they're almost not the biggest story in each of their games.
It's pretty amazing. Besides Derrick Henry, I think he's sort of now becoming a huge story nationally.
Yes,
he's the first ever player in NFL history to rush 180 yards in three straight games. So besides him, you're right. And I do think locally it's probably the Grizzlies just because, it's a totally different feeling this year versus last year. And I saw Mark Giannotto posted, you know, like through their first 40 games or whatever, they have the exact same record. But I mean, he's right. Like this, it couldn't feel any more.
Well, one is hanging on.
Right
one
now.
Is on a rocket ship to the one is on a rocket ship. Anyway, enough
exactly.
of that. We get to the Memphis Tiger basketball team. They defeat South Florida. How big was that win?
Oh, it was massive. Like, you said save the season. Now, I don't know if it's quite saving the season, but it's saving that impending feeling of doom and destruction and meltdown is basically what it did. And who knows what would have happened if they lose that game? They're probably going to lose a game this year that they're not supposed to lose on the road. That's just college basketball. That's just the way that it works. And teams do it all the time. So Just the fact that it wasn't the third game in a row kind of played a big factor. But no, it was obviously very, very important. And it was sort of the first thing that Precious said when he got into the interview room after the game was like, look, we have not been ourselves for the last week because we lost these games and our confidence was just nowhere to be found. And so to win this game really, really matters going forward. And so they play it. Now they get an underachieving Cincinnati team at home, and I think you feel totally different about the game now than if they would have lost on Sunday. And that was, I mean, we were literally 5 minutes away from
total meltdown. Complete meltdown.
Yeah.
Now, there's absolutely right. In fact, people don't know this behind the scenes. I was headed to church yesterday. May I just finish church? I was installed yesterday as an elder at Idlewild Presbyterian Church. And I come out of church and Drew calls me and says, I noticed he's called me. He says, you know, if they lose today, you should probably write a column saying, okay, now panic. that was going to be my lead. Okay, now you can panic. And so to say that they saved the season temporarily. They staved off disaster is what happened and staved off that panic. But I mean, they could unsave the season. They could still lose the season many times. They could lose to Cincinnati. We don't know what's going to happen, but we do know what would have happened had they lost that game, and they did not. And a lot of it is because of Precious Achiuwa. And I've caught some grief on Twitter and elsewhere because I said that on the day that James was supposed to come back. And it just was sort of striking to me, the contrast. On the day he was supposed to come back, the Memphis Tigers saved their season by doing something James didn't do. They didn't quit. And it's funny. It's GP who's pounding this sort of James quit thing. It's simply true. He may have had reasons for quitting. He did quit. And I just think what's striking about it is that the players have, like, the one thing we know about this team is they have unbelievable fight, and that starts with, or at least is embodied by, Precious Achiuwa, who is playing a position he doesn't want to play and is awesome and thoughtful and cares about the morale of his. That's, to me, what was striking about that quote that you got from him, saying the quote about how we weren't ourselves. He really cares about being on a team where players are happy and they like it. He likes that brotherhood stuff and all that stuff that – I dare say he would not walk away from. I don't know. Your thoughts on Precious?
Oh, you want to hear a crazy stat about Precious? And maybe I'm giving away part of my notebook that I'll post over the Daily Memphian a little bit later.
Sorry, we'll consider it a tease. You can read the full notebook.
A crazy stat about Precious Achiuwa. He is one rebound away from having 100 more rebounds than anyone else on Memphis. He has 166 total rebounds this season. The next closest player is Alex Lomax with 67.
Wow.
It's incredible. I mean,
is the point guard.
He's the point guard. And I think DJ's tied with Alex. Okay. DJ is tied with Alex with 67 as well. But the point remains. I mean, he's literally 100 more rebounds ahead of those guys. And they don't even have 100 total rebounds on the season, Alex and DJ. So it's just – that's insane to think about. That kind of blew my mind when I was sitting down looking at it this morning. And he has something around like 66 points and 38 rebounds in his last three games. He's been just absolutely incredible. He's important for a bunch of different reasons, like the first – of which, yes, they turned it over a whole lot yesterday, and it was ugly. But at the end of the game, you could at least have something to look forward to because I thought their pick and roll at the end of the game.
Absolutely. The side pick and roll was unbelievable.
Precious.
Yep.
It was unstoppable. And so if they can find a way to get that going and have that be their bread and butter and their go-to play on offense, then their offense has a chance to be a whole lot better. He draws fouls like a madman. I mean, he draws 6.5 fouls a game. So I mentioned this in the notebook too. If you were to name a midseason MVP right now, I think your only two choices would be Alex and Precious. And I think
Precious,
after what he's done the last three games, even with the losses, it has to be Precious. There's no way it could be anyone but Precious. He's the best player on the team. And for him to step up on Sunday the way that he did, an answer, that was the first thing I thought about after the game was like, all right, well, we all know what this game was supposed to be. So there has to be some sort of satisfaction, and there is. I'll just go out and say it. There is, behind the scenes, that not only did they win, but they won with the guy that they've still got, and he played all the way up to his potential, and that was really – has to be super satisfying for him.
Yeah. I mean, he came in as the other lottery pick, the guy who would probably drift down, we thought. You know, oh, he might not – I don't know that Precious is all that. He's got physical tools. I don't know that he's all that. And that he's forced to change positions, and he is – by the way, he was not first-team all-conference, right? In preseason, wasn't that the
– Or second.
Or he second. Wasn't even second. Oh, my God. And he's player of the year right now, as far as I'm concerned. Like, he's been ridiculous. Okay, the other thing is – Penny changed the starting lineup. But what was interesting was, to me, and by the way, starting lineup, much better. Much better. Malcolm moves in the starting lineup. Lester moves into the starting lineup. Alo moves into the starting lineup. But in the end, the winning lineup, not the starting lineup, the winning lineup was DJ, Precious, Alo, Tyler, and Lester. Like, that's their best lineup, isn't it? And to me, what was striking was the first half, Penny was still, you know, he was playing his son. He was playing Lance. He was playing lots of guys. He definitely shortened the rotation. Jaden didn't see the floor in the second half. Isaiah Maurice didn't see the floor the whole game. Doesn't he have to just sort of roll with the dudes who are getting it done at this point?
Yeah, you know, he does. Because eventually, I mean, you don't want to take an 11-man rotation into the tournament. It's just so hard to win. It's so hard to get cohesion and team chemistry when you play 11 guys, you know. And that probably contributes to the turnover problems, too, when you play 11 guys. So, yeah, they got to shorten the rotation. I think that they still will. I think you're dead on the Alex, Tyler, Lester, DJ, and Precious lineup being the best lineup. Statistically, they are the best lineup without a doubt. Like, you have your two highest-rated offensive players on the floor at that time. You have your three highest-rated offensive guards. And especially when you can't score, you've got to have the guys who know what they're doing out there. And Alex and Tyler seem to be running the pick and roll with Precious better than anybody else right now. And Tyler's been your best shooter. So, yeah, that's the lineup you got to have out there. Talk a little bit about DJ Jeffrey's struggles in my story this morning. I don't think they're anything to worry about, but Penny is adamant that he needs to shoot more. He said, I don't care if he goes 0 for 12 or 0 for 13.
Right. He said, I need him to be a gunner. Yeah, he said gunner. We need him to be.
Jimmer Fredette, DJ Jeffries is what he wants. So,
do you think that was – is it physical? Is it still physical with him, or do you think it was it's at this point something else?
No, it's just a combination of a lack of – aggressiveness, and also his teammates have to be able to find him, you know. And I think, again, I think DJ's fine. He makes smart decisions, but Penny's almost suggesting, like, quit making as many smart decisions. Just shoot it, you know. You're a best shooter. Like, when you shoot it, whether you're covered or not, we got a better chance of you making the shot than of anyone else on the team. So just shoot it. And I think he's right. I think that would help the offense a little bit if DJ just took it upon himself to attack. And if he makes mistakes, and so be it. You'll live with it because he's going to score the ball more often than not.
It is funny. Like, the turnover stuff is – it's like they do make just colossally ridiculous decisions. Like, you had Lance taking that three. They'd finally tied it up. And then Lance, what in the world is that? You had Precious at one point, even down the end – he tries to feed DJ in a backdoor cut, which he didn't need to. Like, they just make a lot of careless decisions. I do wonder, is it pace related or is it cohesion related? Is it, in other words, if they went with this five, I think you would be more. I think you would see fewer turnovers, honestly, you know, because you would have some semblance of cohesion.
The one that blew my mind was it was late in the game, inbound pass. They had 20 turnovers, and they throw a lob to a guy who, I think it was to Precious, who was doubled in the paint on an inbounds pass, and that was an easy giveaway. that one was the one that blew my mind. But I think it's more, it's less pace, it's more cohesion and understanding, if that makes sense.
Yep.
It's about, in their offense, it's about making the right read. It's not that they're going too fast and they don't have enough time to make the right read a lot of the times. I mean, of course the pace contributes a little bit, but they still don't have the offense all the way down and know exactly where to go with the ball on every possession. That's pretty evident at this point. But they are young, so you hope that they get better at that. And if you look at like what Alex did last year, for example, he had a bunch of games at the beginning of the season where he was turning it over a whole lot. And then as the season went along in the second half of the season, he only had three or more turnovers, I want to say like twice. So you hope that it kind of follows the same trend and it's like, all right, we've been playing in this offense and around each other for 17, 18 games now, like, let's get it together. And I think you will see that a little bit, but the turnover problems are definitely more of an issue when you have all these freshmen and sophomore players and you don't have a Jeremiah Martin or Kareem Bruton in the backfield, or in the backcourt like you did last year.
Talking to Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian on Twitter, at @DrewHill_DM. Read his stuff at the Daily Memphian. All right, last question. You mentioned backfield tonight, national championship game. Does a proud graduate of Alabama want LSU to win because it's the SEC? Go SEC. SEC, SEC just means more. Or want Clemson to win because it's freaking LSU and you don't need LSU, which is in your division, to be getting any more momentum as a program? Who do you want and who do you predict?
Well, wasn't it in New Orleans for the Super Bowl when the power went out between the Ravens and the 49ers? I'm just cheering for that. Let's just have the lights go out.
Permanently. And stay off. You want the lights off? Yeah, right. No, yep, you don't get that.
We just have to skip it this year. Okay. I'll probably say LSU, although it's tough. It's just a tough situation to begin with. But probably LSU, because from a person who is a proud graduate of Alabama, you obviously want your school to be the
ruling power.
You don't want
Clemson. You want to deny Clemson another championship. That's really
exactly
your motivating.
You don't want Clemson being talked about as the greatest dynasty of this generation. So you probably are forced to cheer for LSU, although that's pretty tough to do. And then who I think will win is I think it's going to be LSU's year. It just feels like they're the team destined this year, and Joe Burrow is awesome. So I will pick the Tigers, the Bayou ones.
Drew, thank you very much. Drew, by the way, is in a layover right now on his way back from South Florida. Was kind enough to stop in and chat, read his stuff at the Daily Memphian. Thank you, Drew. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Jeff.
It's Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian. I will take a break. Back in a moment. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Coming up this morning at 8 a.m., win $1,000. Get a quick G with the cash code. It's straight cash with new money in the new year, all month long. Weekdays on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Straight cash, homie.
Maybe you've resolved to have more fun this year. Maybe you've resolved to eat better food. Maybe you've resolved to try new things. Maybe you've resolved to be present and really enjoy your life. Well, I have the answer for any of those resolutions, and it is Bounty on Broad. Bounty on Broad is delicious, locally sourced food served in generous family helpings in a restaurant that is so beautiful, it makes you happy to be alive. If you've been, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you haven't been, it's time to change that. Go and get the crisp Brussels or the pan-seared scallops or the braised pork shank or, honestly, anything they serve. My own particular challenge at Bounty is that I love some dishes so much, like the fried oysters, for example, that it's hard for me not to get them every single time. So I hereby resolve to get something new next time I go, and you should resolve to get yourself to Bounty on Broad before any more of this year slips by. Bounty on Broad is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. For reservations, call 901-410-8131 or go to bountyonbroad.com.
Can enjoy the new year with more games, more chances to win, and even more fun from the Tennessee Lottery. And you can play any way you like. Play quick and win big with instant games. Or try drawing style games that pack a big money punch. So don't drop the ball. Make a resolution to put a little more cash and a whole lot of fun in your pocket today with the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Extra! Extra! Read all about it, folks! Feast your eyes on the most fascinating thing you've ever seen! The new special edition Jumbo Box! That's right! Extra! Extra! Hot off the press, these special edition Jumbo Box games are loaded with prizes and sweeping the state! Hurry! Get them while you can!
I'll take one right here!
Hot off the press, special edition Jumbo Box instant games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Hey there, as you're driving right now, take note of the vehicle in front of you. Are you a safe distance behind? Are you approaching too fast? Can you stop in time if a collision is about to happen? There's a lot to keep track of in order to drive safely. That's where the 2020 Chevy Equinox can help you. With automatic emergency braking with forward collision alert, now standard on all 2020 Equinox models. Right now, get the 2020 Chevy Equinox with $3,750 cash allowance. Plus, current competitive owners get an additional $750 cash allowance. Driver is responsible for operating the vehicle in a safe manner at all times. Certain conditions may affect feature performance. See owner's manual for important limitations and information. Excludes L models. Must be a current owner of a 2006 model year or newer non-GM vehicle for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 2/3/2020. See dealer for details. Visit Chuck Hutton Chevrolet, your Mid-South Chevy dealer.
Shaq Sports Hour. Sports fans, we're talking all-time most heartbreaking moments. You're on.
Shaq, I sent my husband to get an Epson EcoTech printer, and he bought the wrong printer.
Ooh, that's bad. But as far as sports...
He bought one with cartridges.
Yeah, cartridges are a pain, but...
The EcoTank is cartridge-free. Comes with a ridiculous amount of ink.
Your husband owes you big time. Let me talk to him.
Already taken care of. He's giving me a foot massage right now. Say hi, dear.
Hey, Shaq.
Nice. Sports Hour. Sponsored by Epson EcoTank. Just feel and chill. Get your Epson EcoTank at Staples today.
At Booking.com, our search filters make it easy to book the perfect place to stay to check off any New Year's resolution. Want to be more active this year? Book a resort with a fitness center at Booking.com. Check. Want to shorten your commute? Book a ski lodge right by the lifts at Booking.com. Check. Or do you want to worry less in 2020? Then book a vacation home with a relaxing hot tub. Check. At Booking.com, there's a booking for every resolution. Download the app and book now.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
We are coming to you from the Triumph Bank Studios, and it is a great delight, which I say that, among the various innovations in my life, unexpected innovations in my life, things that I didn't know. I didn't know banking could be different. Didn't know when just a wall, which you put a card, and it gave you your money, and that was that. I didn't know you had, could actually have a banker. I didn't know you had someone to call if you're having an issue. Didn't know that technology was available that even I could master, dummy that I am. It is Triumph Bank. They are invested in the community and in making banking easier for you. All right, Jeffrey. The national championship game. We're going to talk to Chris Harrington in the next segment about the Grizzlies, okay?
Yep.
And then we're going to talk to the whole universe in the next segment after that about the Titans and about their feeling about the Titans.
Sure.
That leaves us with this precious little window to talk about other matters, including the national championship game. Isn't it amazing, first of all, how it's gotten swamped? NFL football swamped everything over the weekend, yes?
Yes, I think that's more than fair.
Was it a good football weekend?
It was...
You had... Last weekend was not high-quality football,
right,
but incredibly
football
gripping.
It was NCAA tournament games. It was... Yeah,
right.
Right. This isn't, like, high-level basketball, but it's enthralling to watch because there's stakes, and it was highly competitive.
Okay, so this was not filled with competitive games, but it was enthralling in its own way anyway. You couldn't believe watching the Titans... beat the Ravens.
Correct. In the fashion that they did.
You couldn't quite believe, And there are some teams watching them lose. It's just watching them lose. Okay,
sure.
You watch Minnesota lose. It's just watching Minnesota lose.
Exactly.
When you watch the New England Patriots lose,
yes.
It's, oh, my God, I can't believe what I'm watching. It's
correct.
Pleasure. When you watch Alabama football lose, when you watch the Golden State Warriors lose, there is – it's not just that you want them to lose. It's that's part of it. It's this fascination. You can't quite believe they're losing. The losing is themselves.
Exactly.
There's
a moment of trying to determine how is this happening. Like there's an intriguing aspect.
So watching Lamar Jackson lose the way he did, and that, by the way, has triggered the whole Lamar Jackson debate again.
Yep.
It's reopened it.
It's like, good to be back.
Everyone who's been routed, all the Bill Polians of the world are like, we're back!
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that was fascinating. And obviously from a Tennessee perspective, thrilling. So that was fascinating. In the end, the Kansas City game wasn't, it was totally compelling, mesmerizing. 7 straight touchdowns, for God's sakes. That was unbelievable.
Well, what was also amazing is they're down 24-0, and I know my brain's supposed to be like, 24-0 in the NFL
is... Did you think they were still in it? I did think they, of all people, would be in it. Like, they, of all teams. But I would not have... I would have bet heavily that they would have lost the game at that point.
Well, I do have a receipt that says that I did believe.
Yeah, but you got odds, though, right?
For sure.
Like, you get big.
Obviously.
Would not have bet straight up that they would have won the game.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit there and say I spotted them 24 points.
Right, yes.
Now, good teams win, great teams cover.
Right.
Spotting a team 24 points and then still covering in the NFL incredible. A double-digit number.
That's the thing.
So that's the side of a great team.
It was mesmerizing in its own way.
Yes.
Right?
And then the last game I thought was a good football game.
Yes. Good. Although the weird thing is the other two games, which were in the end not close,
yes.
were clearly the two headliners from the...
I also think...
San Francisco just took care of business, too. Like, that was...
Yeah, that was about as workmanlike. That was they got up, they got the lead, they suffocated. Like they had a couple of moments of
Garoppolo wasn't even good. Like it didn't matter.
He was good on the first drive, and then after that, like he threw the pick, and then Shanahan looked and goes, "Boys, we're running the football.
Right.
We are.
We'll just shut this baby down.
We're gonna shorten this game. We're gonna play some D." I think there's this weird thing. See if you agree with this. The best football game was played between Green Bay and Seattle in terms of like closest. Everything, I thought that was the best football game. Putting that game at like 5:45 or whatever, 6:30 it is on the East Coast, you are exhausted.
We were exhausted. But I also think you were exhausted because of what you had witnessed.
If
you had not had Lamar Jackson and the Ravens getting stomped on Saturday and then seen the biggest blitzkriegs of the ages from
Kansas
City.
No team in NFL history, forget the playoffs, just in a football game, no team has been down 24 points or more and then came back to take the lead at half. That was the first time that had ever happened. And they did it in a quarter. Forget the half. They freaking did it in a quarter.
Insane. The Mahomes thing bothers me, obviously, because the Bills should have drafted. Literally, he was taken with the pick.
I did like, did you see where they were calling it the Mitch game?
Yes, I did. Yes. Right. It's nice that everyone's calling it the Mitch game.
Yes, exactly.
But
it's
not just the Bears, ladies and gentlemen, who could have had all those quarterbacks. But I will say I'm happy for Andy Reid. I like Andy Reid.
I agree.
Here's the other thing that happened over the weekend that we didn't even talk about. We had all of those Hall of Fame things. Jimmy Johnson.
Okay, I know. I get it. Those are designed for TV, whatnot. Cower,
oh
Jimmy
my
Johnson.
God.
They could
the
do.
The Johnson one was even better than the Cower one. Watching Troy Aikman, watching Troy Aikman tear up, watching Jimmy Johnson, who was literally couldn't speak.
Yes.
He couldn't. I mean, you had to know he was getting in the Hall of Fame. Didn't he know he was getting in the Hall of Fame?
And yet, when the
moment comes, he cannot speak.
Like, it was, I could watch those all day. Like, I don't even care how made for TV those were. I was sitting there and go, I'm in on these.
First of all, this enormous man walks in.
Exactly.
Like,
how big is he?
This giant of a dude walks in. Not only are you, yes, it's not only you getting into the Hall of Fame, it's the Jolly Red Giant who is going to bring you into the Hall of Fame. So, why doesn't he,
He made Bill Cower look like a small guy.
It has swamped the national. All of this has swamped the national title game.
Yes.
Is interest going to pick up by the time it rolls around?
I think so, because it's Monday night. And the only other thing that's... Here are your two choices tonight. It's this or watching The Bachelor.
Well, we know what...
that's the television
option. We know what the Benson family is going to be doing here. But it's Who do you like, by the way?
Okay.
Tell people where to put their money.
Okay, so here's the thing. Betting against LSU is...
I'll tell you what we're going to do.
All right.
We'll save this because we're late to
later
get to Chris Harrington.
Yeah.
We got the Rampaging Grizzlies to talk about. We have the Titans to talk about. We have lots of things to talk about.
We also
about.
Have to give you another chance to win $1,000.
We have to give you another chance to win $1,000. We will do a special issue, a special edition of Jeff's bets as the one story you've been waiting for. How about that?
That works.
We'll give people a chance to make some money then. All right, we're going to take a break. Chris Harrington will join us next. It's Jeff Calkins, Show 92.9 FM ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN. Listen weekdays at 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the top of the hour every hour for your chance to win a G.
Just chill to the next episode.
Win a G. $1,000 in straight cash, homie.
If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
More money, more money, more money.
It's new money in the new year. $1,000 an hour. Weekdays at 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the top of every hour. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's money station.
In the market for a new home? Orion is redefining home loans with a full team of experts ready to simplify the process. Visit orionfcu.com or your local Orion branch to get pre-qualified today. That's orionfcu.com. Conditions apply. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. I'm here to tell you that since I was a kid, when I wanted the best Memphis barbecue, I would go to Corky's. Getting together with family.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.